won't need it. Come on.
Sit down, in case you have to hold them, take your pad, just sit down. Listen now, my people, my people of my love. A finishing of grace I now you give. A member of my family that I worked in long ago, the way of perfection now you I will show. Now I want everyone to look just with your eyes about half open. Just look right here above me. Ooh, and let's begin to see. Your eyes about half open. Ooh, and let's begin to move in the spirit. Listen to my words, yet don't look at me. Now look above me. Ooh. Ooh. One like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment all the way down to his foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, around his chest with a girdle of gold. His head and his hair are white like wool. white as snow. And his eyes as flames of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Keep looking and obeying now.
Before you I live, before you I stand. Shining with glory, the Son of Man. My head and my hair are white like wool. The snow of your father does wrap me full. Look now upon me, the beginning and the end, and I'll bring you my life that in you I begin. My eyes like fire of love, shining down upon you and burning inside with love. My glory of my body, of fire and grace, does now fall upon you as they look on my face. Oh, 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 oh. My sufferings and crying of love for you, now I cover over and shine my peace on you. My feet like fine brass that perished in the fire. In judgment in the outer court with you in mind. So look now on me. See my body shine. See.
see the glory of my Father, that now we are one. Feel me clothe upon you and draw you unto me and bless you inside me. So all one we now be. Secret. Oh, while you're still looking at Jesus Christ alive, one of our family of heaven, a poor little weak prophet in the Old Testament, weak when he began, cried out unto our Father. His commission came. He said, Lord, I'm afraid. He said, I don't know who to speak to. He said, you say, speak your judgment to the enemies and speak your love and repentance to your people. And he said, I don't know who to speak to. The Lord said, that's all right. He said, you don't even have to look at the people. Whoa. Said, you speak your words unto me. Oh, promise I'm right into my face. And said, then I will fling the fire on the wicked and the glory and repentance on my obedient people. Said, look not into the eyes of the people, but said, look thou unto me and speak. And said, then I will do the work. Look thou on me. Father, perfection of grace. And prophesy my word. Right into my face, and I'll return them to the people with my people with grace. But I'll fling on the wicked fire and disgrace. So say not in our heart, I must judge right from wrong. It is only given you to obey in faith. So speak now unto me. Prophesy in my face, and the one that belongeth fire, I'll fling it in their face. Thank you. shine in our lives. Look him over real good. Oh. Feel him do just what he said to do. Just move down and draw you in and out of him. Now the Lord has chosen two people this morning to give of counsel to and to let them sit in your place. They get the counsel, but as you identify with them, you get the counsel also. Put it on tape to where you can use it. No matter what other counsel you get, you can use theirs. Now the reason he chose them is very simple. Out of these two, begin to come forth. Keep looking at Jesus up there above me now. Begin to come forth the first, without them realizing it, begin to come forth the first obedience in the kingdom, way back. When many of you were still going through your throes of judgment, and I was having to follow you with fire and rebuke, moving quietly among you were two people that, after struggling for a while, especially Sister Rosie, with religion, she just gave up and said, "I accept," not Brother Pruitt, but I saw in her heart, said, "I accept," not Brother Pruitt, but said, "I accept you, Lord." That's you, Lord, in Brother Pruitt. Oh. While you were still looking on me, get out of me what you could, they begin to see. Didn't understand, but they begin to see what God was doing. Sister Faye moving in, the last in the kingdom, next to the last. Coming out of religion, but a heart that was right towards the Lord. Some begin to move in her. She didn't understand what it was. She looked around and she saw a lot of you doing what she thought was great works. She said, "I can't do them." She now knows they weren't great works. They were your last throes of judgment just before God slayed you. But she began to give sacrifices of love and obedience, not even know what she is doing. And she began to give it before you, unto me, in the form of mint and gum and money or what else. Gave it open. Not realizing that her works before the Lord were greater works than any of you were doing. Those works that I had to, by the Spirit, perish out of your life. Well, coming out of religion, she thought, well, everyone's doing great works. She didn't know the sword of the Lord was upon everybody to slay their works and bring forth the works of obedience. Well, she moving in the best she could, she brought forth the kind of works the Lord was looking for, obedience. Asking nothing in return. Many times walking up, giving them, and walking them away, walking away while many of you were there harassing and harassing, harassing, harassing. Say this to know that to look for these people that move quietly among the other groups. Don't look for the greatness of religious works, for those are destined for disruption. Look for the obedient and the meek among the people. Do not look for those that are going to agree with you with great words, pat you on the back. These are out to destroy you.
Ooh. The sacrifices I require, saith the Lord, is obedience out of a pure heart, giving of what thou have, whether it be a widow's mite or a fortune in gold, giving it out of a pure heart. Whether it be nothing that thou hast in material thing, I require only that thou give thyself from the heart. In love I now give my counsel to you, my yoke that's easy, my burden that's light. I stand before you, so look on my face and feel me cover you with my glory and grace.
living water. Now flowing out of thee. Speak now a message. A message in tongues. And interpret in words. I now give unto you. With
my fire all inside. Now open your mouth and my words prophesy.
all begin to lift our hands now and begin to move in those praises just like he said. Begin to let these prophecies speak right in his face, tongue and interpretation. Let it move from way down in there. Wait. Let it move from way in there. Let it move from way down in there. Let it come from right way down in there. Give out these counsels. I said, Lord, I got Sister Faye, Sister Rosie. Ooh, and the Lord began to give me their counsel. The Lord, I want a perfect work. Your plan is perfection. Ooh, not in so many words, but I'll just tell it to you in simplicity. I said, you've got a lot of people up there like, if I give them a counsel, it's going to scare them to death, like Kathy, the other Kathy, and they're going to scare them to death. The devil's going to beat them to death. Oh. Oh. Your yoke is easy and burden is light. Hath been given unto me perfection. If I give one to Mary Ruth, she's going to run through the ceiling, scare her slap to death. We're going to get to try to do it. Oh, we're going to destroy them. Oh. Well, you got two obedient people that you can just put right up there in the chair, ooh, and give them their counsel. Ooh, and said they are unselfish. They don't mind a bit. Said they'll let everybody else, ooh, use their counsel too. Ooh. And hath been given unto me perfection. So I just laid out verse or two. The rest of them, you can check there. The rest of them came by the Spirit from Jesus. Oh, did you stand up there and if they'll obey and look on me up above your head, I'll do the work. Okay, that's what we did. Now, no matter what counsel I give you, or what counsel the Lord gives you through me, this counsel is now yours. It's theirs first. I'm going to get them the tape, make them the counsel first. It's theirs first. Ooh, and then tomorrow, or next day, or whenever, we're going to share it with them, aren't we? Yes, Lord. Now, I want you to understand about this council. It started off tongue interpretation and prophecy, but this is the beginning of the way he hath chosen to perfect everything in you. And he gave you a sample. Some of these that I gave counsel to already has already started defiling those counsels with disobedience in their own way. So he gave you a sample of obedience right here in these two. And he's not looking for works and you're trying. He's looking for only obedience in your life. And with obedience, he turns his glory through you. He does not want any of your works. He wants all of those, the works that come through you, to be his works. And that's the easiest way. Once you taste of it, once you taste of those easy works, then all of your old works have had it. And you've tasted of it this morning, haven't you? Yes, Lord. So now we're going to copy the first two copies of these, and we're going to give them to Sister Faye, Sister Miles. Then we're going to start giving them to you, as the Lord says, which will be pretty soon. Okay, y'all don't mind that at all. But his way is perfection. And he has in you vessels of perfection. You don't have to settle for anything except perfection. Just keep going back to him. Hath been given unto me your perfect will. Hath been given unto me your perfect plan. Hath been given unto me your perfect words. Hath been given unto me. And go ahead and get two or three words of perfection, or a verse or two of that he's perfected in you, and give those out, and then here comes his other. You see, you've been waiting for a great long message. He didn't want to give you great long messages. He wanted to give you a few little words to anchor your faith in his perfection. And then you speak those words of his perfection, whether they be ta-ta-ti or whatever they be. And then from there, he builds perfection of messages and works. Want to give you a little root. Two or three words of perfection inside of you. And then from that root sprang out a great tree. Give you one little wind of a word or two of perfection. And from there, turn, let you cast it out and turn it into a whirlwind. One or two little crumbs of words of bread of perfection that you could cast out on the water. And then turn it into a whole loaf inside you. Oh, you knew this really in principle. Because you had learned that he wasn't looking for great works, he was looking for obedience. But you didn't know how to enter into it, but now you do. The time of waiting is over. Yes, Lord. Time of considering yourself the least of the least is over. It's time for you to consider yourself not with me, or not with Brother Pelham, or not with anyone else. Even though you're with us, but to consider yourself with him. And in considering yourself with him, you're just as great as anybody. Because the greatness is not of you, it's of the Lord. And you don't have to judge. You don't have to speak who I'm going to speak to. What am I going to say? You speak in his face, and he does the separation. Don't you remember that he said he separated the sheep from the goats, the wheat from the tares, so on and so forth? Sure, you may have to descend upon someone to look them straight in the eye, but that'll be when he says, not when the devil forces you into it. You may never look at them. You may never do that. You may never consciously operate the gifts of discerning. They may operate in your life without you even consciously trying. You may never operate the word of knowledge, wisdom. It takes a real moving of the Spirit to ever pick them out of Jesus' life. They so run together. If he hadn't stopped every once in a while for a demonstration and showed us in between that, we'd never know where one gift stopped and the other began. Because they were so welded in perfection. And he did everything right in the face of the Father. And when he got something looking in the Father's face, he rechecked again confession of faith, and here he went. Now, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you just like it is. Y'all have already seen this thing work. Right out of this girl right here. She came in last. She didn't try to do a whole lot of works. All she did, she was there in obedience all the time. And the power just began to move out of her. And some of you wondered why. You'd been trying to do it for years. And there she just came in. She didn't try to do a whole lot. She just submitted. What began to happen in her? That's all he wants out of you. I don't care how big and strong you are. And I'm going to tell you, some of you that are great and powerful, I'm going to tell it to you just in love all that I can. You keep messing around. The Lord is going to give unto me a bunch of kids and a bunch of older people in obedience. And he's going to set you down on the back seat, and you're going to watch the glory move through them. You better listen. Ooh. Say, oh, he wouldn't do that. Jeremiah was a child. Listen, don't tell me what he couldn't do. He'd make the rocks cry out. The victory is mine through Jesus Christ. With the sword of his love, I've slayed your rebellious mind. He does not have to have you, even though it's his harsh desire. He can turn even a child into a flame of fire.
Oh.
through the wisdom of my Lord. And the perfection of his plan, I slayed old vainglory Satan before he ever began. I got him by the roots and I pulled him out of you before he could sprout and grow anew. Fire and left you.